Sometimes I like to think of a trance as a vacation of sorts, a break from the busyness and scatteredness of daily life, a time where you can just step back and relax and let your mind quiet down. There's nowhere that you need to be. You can just listen and give yourself permission to feel really good. You might need to shift wherever you're sitting or laying down once or twice as you listen along, but that's okay. Sinking into a hypnotic trance makes it so easy to relax and let go of any stress or tension your body carries. So, if you feel the need to adjust, you can do it and feel good knowing that the added comfort will let you drop deeper and deeper. Now, I have a story that I'd like for you to imagine. It's the end of a big, productive day. You're feeling good, and there's nothing that you have to do. You've accomplished all that you need to, and you're able to set it all aside and finally take a trip somewhere where you can get away from it all. You're driving down a small road to a place you've visited many times before. The sun is almost beginning to set, you're in no hurry. You're almost there. The windows are down and you can feel a soothing breeze as you see your destination start to come up. It's a small patch of gravel to park on and a path leading into a forest. It's autumn, and there are amber and red leaves swaying in the wind on the tall, sturdy trees. As you pull in and you switch the engine off, you can just lie back and take a moment to savor the atmosphere. Everything is so still here. So soothing. There are no sounds of traffic. You've always loved that about this place. Taking the path and being alone with your thoughts. Letting your mind just wander. It's a ritual that you've always enjoyed. And as you get out of your car and start to walk along the path, it's so easy to just let go of your thoughts. On this vacation, you can let your conscious mind take a rest. Thoughts might sometimes pop in, but you can just let them drift away on the gentle breeze that's winding its way through the trees. Your mind seems to wind up wandering back to the path. The feeling of the crisp autumn air and the sounds of leaves crunching under your feet. You follow the path as it starts to go down. The sun is starting to dip behind the horizon, and the forest is awash in orange and golden light. It's warm on your skin, and you find yourself letting out a deep and relaxing sigh. Your chest and shoulders release a tension you didn't even realize was there. And as you walk around the bend in the path, your destination comes into view. A small and cozy cabin. You can just make out its welcoming silhouette in the fading light. Modern enough to be comfortable, but still so secluded and cozy. It's the perfect place to curl up with a warm drink and to just watch the stars or read your favorite book by the fireplace. As you climb the porch steps and approach the door, the only thing in your head is anticipation of how good it will feel to open that door, to finally step inside. When you do that, you will be in a deep, hypnotic trance, deeply relaxed, happy, and open to whatever words you hear. 5 more steps until you reach the door, feeling better with every number. 5. Every part of you feels relaxed. 4. Your body loosens and your mind feels free. 3. Oh, how you love this feeling. 2. Your hand on the doorknob. You're ready to enter the cabin. Ready to be deep in hypnosis. 1. You open the door and walk through, deeply entranced. You feel a slow smile spread over your face as you enter the cabin. The familiar furniture and decor is illuminated by a crackling fire in the fireplace. Well, it was crackling at one point, but now it's mostly died down. You find yourself sitting down on a comfy rug in front of the fire. It's easy to just watch the dwindling flames. Even after it's been burning for this long, you can feel the heat radiating from the fireplace, warming you on this autumn night. The fire that was once blazing is now just a few gentle, flickering flames. You watch as they dance over their logs. Sometimes a little scarlet speck will jump up, but it quickly dissipates, vanishing into the air, leaving nothing behind. You watch the flames lazily wave and sway, and watch as they continue to get smaller and smaller. And in your imagination, your eyes are becoming heavy, heavy as you watch the last remnants of the flames flicker. You enjoy this sight, and as you watch the flames shrink down to embers, you know that your mind is becoming more and more blank. Your trance is becoming deeper and deeper. The smaller the flames shrink, the heavier your eyes get, and the deeper you drop into this trance. By now, they're so small, you'd have a hard time spotting the flames if you weren't already staring at them. Dwindling down and down as your eyelids slowly start to close. Your eyes are barely open, and you know they'll close completely before too long. The flames shrink down, down, and down. Almost nothing but glowing embers. Your eyes are fluttering. You just don't feel like you can summon the energy to keep them open. But why would you want to? You're already so deeply entranced, already feeling so good. You know that in a second, your eyes will close and you will be completely and totally hypnotized. Your sleepy mind will be in one of the deepest trances you can ever remember. So happy, so relaxed, and so suggestible. I'm going to do one last countdown, and at the end, the flames will die down into those warm embers, and you'll get to enjoy the even deeper trance that you're looking forward to. Three, heavy eyes and an empty mind. Two, eyes closing and a mind that goes blank. 1. Your eyes slide shut, feeling wonderful. And now that you're down in the depths of a trance like this, feeling so relaxed, so soothed, so amazing, it's time for a story. If you're listening to my words, then you probably have a pup side to you. Maybe it's a big part of who you are. Or maybe it's only a small part of you. Maybe you love wearing a collar, or wagging your tail, or getting tummy rubs. Maybe you love to let an owner or a handler take charge of you. Maybe you just enjoy being petted or being called a good pet. It doesn't matter. Not really. There's no wrong way to enjoy your pup side. And no rules about how big a part of you that it needs to be. But however you enjoy your pup side, there are some important truths that I want to remind you of today. I want you to imagine that you and a pup are in a room together. This pup is so happy and so excited to see you. There's something familiar about this pup, but you can't quite place it. You can see its eyes light up, and its whole back end is wagging as it bounds over to say hello. It licks at your face, full of excitement and happiness. You can't help but chuckle as you pet its head. It leans eagerly into your touch, tongue lolling out of its mouth as it wags its tail. What a good pup. But then you hear a clattering sound and the sound of something spilling on the floor. You turn your head and you see the source of the noise. It looks like the pup got a little too excited and their wagging tail knocked over their kibble and their water bowl. Oh, what a mess. There's soggy kibble all over the floor. You stand back up so you can get what you need to clean up this mess. You go over to the closet in the wall and get out a broom and pan. By the time you've turned around, you don't see the pup. It takes you a second to spot it. It's sitting in the corner. It's avoiding your eyes. Its tail drooped. The pup knows it messed up. And it put itself in timeout. Oh, the poor thing. It's very sorry, but you know that it's no big deal. You decide that the cleaning can wait. You pull the pup in for a hug, giving it scritches and nuzzling it. You soothe it. And let it know that it's okay, that it's still a good pup. You know that good pups make mistakes sometimes, but messing up does not make it a bad pup. There is no such thing as a bad pup. The very notion that a pup, any pup, could be a bad pup makes you want to laugh. It's such a silly, nonsense idea. Pups might make mistakes or mess up or get into mischief, but those are things that pups do. It's not what pups do. All pups are good pups, even if they're not always perfect. You can feel the pup's tail start to wag as you pet it, praise it, and let it know that it's a good pup. The bad feelings that pup had are now melting away, like fleeting shadows exposed to sunlight. And as you look this pup in the eye, petting its head, you suddenly realize why this pup seems so familiar. This pup is your inner pup. the puppy side of you. All pups are good pups, including you. I want you to repeat after me, out loud or in your head. I am a pup, and all pups are good pups. I am a good pup. Oh, good pup. Each time you say your mantra, out loud or in your head, you can imagine a hand petting your head, making you feel so good. Pups can learn from their past actions and show others that they're sorry. And because pups don't have to worry about guilt or shame, it's easy for mistakes to be times of learning, not something that hangs over them. Pups can throw themselves fully into enjoying whatever they love most. They know they're a good pup. If they make a mistake or need to change the way they're acting, they can just do it. They know they're already a good pup. And this will make them an even better pup. You might call yourself a bad pup, or someone else might call you a bad pup as part of a game or a scene or something like that. Maybe you're naughty or a little mischievous. Maybe you like to pretend to be a bad pup so you can get punished. But even then, you still know that you're a good pup, and that being called a bad pup is an invitation to play, not a statement about what you are. You know yourself better than anyone else. And you know you're a good pup. Say it with me. I am a pup, and all pups are good pups. And I am a very good pup. And that pup side is still a part of you, even when you're not in pup space. You're still a good pup, and you can carry that knowledge with you everywhere. If you make a mistake or mess up in your day-to-day life, you can remember what you are and let go of any thoughts or mentalities that are unkind to yourself. Good pups can work to fix mistakes, apologize, or improve themselves. But the fact that they're doing that doesn't mean that they're a bad pup right now. There's no such thing as a bad pup. They're a good pup who's becoming an even better one. And whenever you feel the need, or whenever you like, you can remind yourself by repeating your mantras out loud or in your head. And just focus on how good it feels to know that you're a good pup. It's easy to forgive yourself or to let mistakes be times of learning, because you know what you are. Now, say it with me again. I am a pup, and all pups are good pups. I am a good pup. Such a smart pup. Now, it's time for you to start waking up. You feel me gently pat you as I give this good pup a count up. 10. You feel the blissful fog of trance beginning to clear. 9. The happiness, the warmth, and all of that goodness will stay with you once you wake up. 8. You feel yourself rising up. 7. You're regaining awareness of your body. 6. The fog of trance is clearing steadily. The bliss of mindlessness giving way to a wonderful, full alertness. 5. The heaviness, the relaxation of your body is starting to dissipate, like waking from a nap. 4. Your thoughts are beginning to return. 3. Your body is starting to wake up. You can start to move your arms and your legs. 2. You're feeling energized and wonderful, ready to return to full alertness at the count of 1. You are fully alert, awake, and present, carrying all of the best feelings from the trance. Remember, you will always be a very, very